The House boosts Ukraine aid. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The yeas are 368. The nays are 57. The bill is passed.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
Let us not let Putin achieve a victory over democracy and liberty and freedom.
The $40 billion package is $7 billion more than President Biden had asked for. The Senate's approval is still required. On Wednesday, Senate leadership is expected to force a vote on a bill that would put abortion rights into federal law in anticipation of a Supreme Court ruling which a leaked draft opinion suggests could overturn Roe versus Wade.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. And top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says a federal abortion ban likely would it either.
So I think the widespread sentiment of my conference is that this issue will be dealt with at the state level.
McConnell told reporters here no issue, including abortion, should be exempt from a 60-vote threshold.
Fox's Jared Halperin. The government will report the April Consumer Price Index in the morning. Experts are predicting a jump of 8.1% in consumer prices, down slightly from the 8.5% increase in March, which was a 40-year high. Amid spiking food prices, President Biden travels to a farm in Illinois on Wednesday to pitch U.S. agricultural exports as the way to relieve global pressure. Americans' grocery bills are about 9% higher than this time last year. A UN food agency says its food price index in April jumped nearly 30% from last year. The Big Dauber is dead. NBA Hall of Fame center Bob Lanier has died, surrounded by his family following a short illness. Commissioner Adam Silver posting online that Lanier was one of the most talented centers in league history. He'd played 10 seasons with the Pistons and then another 5 with the Bucks. Bob Lanier was 73.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Okay, is listening to Fox News. University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen has won the state's GOP primary for governor, beating, among others, businessman Charles Herbster, who'd been endorsed by former President Trump. But in West Virginia, two Trump-backed congressional candidates have won their primary races.
In the 2nd District, incumbent Alex Mooney bested David McKinley to earn the victory in the GOP primary. Mooney noted the backing that helped him win.
Endorsed me 3 different times in press statements. Donald Trump loves West Virginia, and West Virginia loves Donald Trump.
He'll now face Democrat Barry Wendell in November. In the 1st District, Republican seat holder Carol Miller easily won her primary and a spot in the general election against Democrat Lacey Watson. He was unopposed in his quest to become West Virginia's first ever Black American member of Congress. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Elon Musk saying Tuesday he will restore the former president's account when he takes ownership of Twitter. A reporter working for Al Jazeera has been shot and killed, covering violent clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen in the West Bank town of Jenin. Congress is planning to hold its first public hearings on UFOs in nearly 5 decades.
The House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence, and Counterproliferation holds a hearing May 17th on the Pentagon's Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group. Chair of that subcommittee, Andre Carson, tweeted, "Americans need to know more about these unexplained occurrences." A report last summer from the Pentagon looked at 144 sightings of devices that appeared to be flying at mysterious speeds. Not many conclusions came out of that report except the need for better data collection in case these things are a national security concern. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.